It's 7B Breakfast with all thanks to Young's Veggie Shed on the Mass Highway in Camdale. It's another Power Savers, and we say good morning to Adrian Luke from DMS Energy. Good morning to you, Adrian.
Good morning, Lee.
From time to time, we get led up the garden path, don't we? So we thought we'd have the dangers of poor advice as our topic this week, and you've got a bit of an example there of some bad advice, and you've decided to change the names just to protect the innocent.
That's the one, Lee. So last week we had a lovely lady pop into our showroom at 56 Sheffield Road in Sprayton, and let's call her Jane. Now, Jane was in a bit of a fluster. She had this vague list of stuff she needed and was obviously given to her by someone else, so she didn't really understand what she was after. So it took some deciphering. And I asked her what she needed it for, and this is how the story developed. Jane had been putting together an off-grid system to run her home. It was somewhere out in the wild, somewhere behind Scottsdale in a very remote location. Jane had been getting help from an expert in Melbourne and was selling her the gear and giving her instructions for her to install it herself.
Adrian, did you have any photos?
Yes. So fortunately, Jane did have some photos of her setup.
Okay.
And it was dangerous. It was very dangerous. Now, it was a 12-volt system, which some people automatically assume is going to be safe because it's low voltage. But low voltage means high current, and we can have some serious ramifications, as we're about to discover. Jane had a 2,000-watt inverter directly connected to the batteries. Now, a 2,000-watt inverter on a 12-volt system will draw around 166 amps of current. Now, the cables between the inverter and the battery were barely 16 mil, which, under ideal circumstances, might be okay for 80 amps on a short run. This meant the cables were undersized.
Did they have any cable or circuit protection?
No, Lee, they didn't.
Okay.
So while undersizing cables is bad in every circumstance, if you have a fuse or a breaker that can interrupt the current before any damage can occur to the cable, then you have a control measure in place to protect the cable.
What sort of damage can happen to an electrical cable?
So if you're trying to force too much current through an undersized conductor, with undersized, in this case an undersized cable, it's overloaded. And the damage will be excessive heat, which will melt off the insulation, and the final result can and most likely is going to be fire. So Jane had a 2,000-watt inverter on undersized cables with no cable protection, which is a lot of potential for a bad outcome. But this is where the story takes a sharp turn from bad to horrendous. Some of the bits and bobs Jane was after so she could replace the 2,000-watt inverter with a 5,000-watt inverter that old mate in Melbourne had just sold her and was on its way to her. He also advised it was just good to connect up to where the 2,000-watt inverter was. 5,000-watt inverter, Lee, will draw over 400 amps on a 12-volt system. And this was on cabling that was in place that could barely carry 80.
Wow. Did you have to advise Jane at this point to say stop, as she was putting not only a home, but also a life in danger?
Exactly what happened.
Right.
Stop. Let's not go any further with this. You're in a bad place right now. I also advised her, as she'd done the majority of the work herself and not used an electrical contractor, she essentially had no house insurance in the most likely event this solar actually caught fire. As she was over 2.5 hours drive away from us, I put her in touch with a respectable solar company, more local to her. First, to make what Jane had done already safe. Secondly, to help Jane actually get something that was going to work and actually suit her needs. Now, that wasn't the only stuff going on with this job, mate. It wasn't the only terrible stuff at all, Lee. It had an undersized regulator. Jane was saying she wasn't getting enough charge into the battery. An old mate in Melbourne just kept selling her more panels, and she was just trying to tack these on to the point where she had over 120 amps of potential solar energy. Fortunately, this was running through a 50-amp charge controller. So, well, it won't hurt the charge controller. It was a shocking bottleneck. She had all this potential energy, but no more than 50 amps could ever get to the battery. Look, the batteries were the wrong type. They were wired the wrong way. Look, this whole system had not one single redeeming feature.
Hopefully Jane has a good outcome when she makes contact with solar professionals that are local in her area.
That's right, mate. And this is the point of the story. Use your local professionals, whether it be electrical, plumbing, heating or whatever. Jane thought she was saving a fortune by utilising a mainland shyster who was just selling her all sorts of stuff that didn't suit her requirements, and also giving Jane dud advice to facilitate selling more inappropriate stuff.
Yeah, they don't really care about the individual, only caring about themselves, aren't they?
Well, the thing is, he was selling all this essentially inappropriate, not fit for purpose product, with no chance of repercussions if it all went terribly wrong. Jane's going to have to bin 2/3 of what she's already bought. And it's going to end up more expensive than if the project had been done properly in the first place.
And this is where locals come in. Local professionals will never do that.
That's right. We're part of the community we serve, and as such, we want people to have positive outcomes. It's good for our clients. It's good for our business. it's everyone wins. Now, when it comes to off-grid, on-grid solar, heating or cooling, plus general electrical work, domestic, commercial, or commercial electrical projects, DMS Energy are your local professionals. We are local to you, and our expertise and experience is right at your doorstep. But no matter what the project, people local to you are your best choice. Not companies 3 hours drive away, especially not companies that have to either jump on a plane or a boat to even get to Tassie.
Keep it local. And where do we find you at DMS Energy?
So you can pop in and see us at 56 Sheffield Road in Sprayton, or if you want to give us a call, our number is 1300 502 599, or you can have a look at our website, which is all the W's, dmsenergy.net.au, or find us on Facebook. We've actually had quite a few questions come through lately on Facebook, and we'd love to hear from you, and we'd be happy to answer them here on Power Station.
Yes, keep all those questions coming our way. So you've got Facebook, you've got the websites, you've got the wonderful showroom there at Sheffield Road, Sprayton. And if you can't get in, you also do a bit of a travelling time right across the northwest coast, including those listening in Circular Head.
That's exactly right.
Adrian, you have a great day and a great week, and we'll have more Power Savers next week.
Thanks again, Lee.